Good morning. It's good to connect with you on this Wednesday morning for our midweek devotionals from Wiley and McClave United Methodist Churches. Today we'll follow our pattern that we use for these devotions, where we open in prayer, read scripture, reflect on that scripture, and then close in prayer. So I'll open today with a prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. So I invite you to pray with me. O God, whose blessed Son came into the world that he might destroy the works of the devil and make us children of God and heirs of eternal life, grant that having this hope, we may purify ourselves as he is pure, that when he comes again with power and great glory, we may be made like him in his eternal and glorious kingdom, where he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Then our scripture reading this morning is from the book of Psalms, be Psalm 78, verses 1 through 7. Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings from of old, things that we have heard and known, that our ancestors have told us. We will not hide them from their children. We will tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done. He established a decree in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our ancestors to teach to their children, that the next generation might know them, the children yet unborn, and rise up and tell them to their children, so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. I think about this passage of scripture here in Psalm 78. I think of that latter part, that last verse. So that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. And this is a psalm that's offering a direction for instruction to teach the next generation about God. Teach about God to those who are young, those who are learning and growing, and also not just about God, but also the commandments. It's kind of a holistic instruction set for the next generation. And I've heard, as I've grown up in the church, as I've lived my life and follow God, I hear a lot about, instructing and teaching, for the next generation, so the next generation will know. And that's important. Like, believe me, that's a big part of why I'm a pastor, is to teach the next generation. But I believe being reminded that the next generation, why we're teaching that next generation, isn't to teach them what we know for the sake of instruction or for learning, but rather so that the next generation would know God, that those who follow after me will know God, will know the good works of God, will know the commandments, will know the gospel, will know that hope that comes from Christ. Too often we get caught up in what we are doing as a people of faith. It becomes rote and we forget the deep reasons for why we are a people of faith. And it is because of God. It's because of Christ. It is because of the Holy Spirit. So I would encourage us as we go through our days, as we work with those who are learning and growing in the faith, that next generation of the faithful, that we remind ourselves why we are teaching. We're teaching not because it is what we do, but we teach and share and proclaim the love and the hope of God because of God's great love and hope for us. Amen. At this time, I invite us to take a moment to pause, and we'll follow our pattern of prayer that we follow on Sunday mornings at McClave and Wiley United Methodist Churches, where we take a moment of silent prayer, and then I'll pray, and we close with the Lord's Prayer. So let us pray. Almighty and gracious God, we come to you this day as your people. We take a pause in our week to be reminded of your hope, to be reminded of your word, to be reminded of the calling you have placed in our hearts. Lord, we are called to go forth and to make disciples of all nations. And that includes those who are coming after us, the next generation of followers. Lord, remind us that we are called to share your hope, called to share your gospel, all that you have shared with us. So those who follow after us know you. Remind us that we are teaching not to teach for teaching's sake, but rather to share your love because of the love you have for us. Remind us of how teaching and instruction are indeed important. They matter. But remind us of the root of that teaching. It is found in you, in your grace, in your Son, and in your Spirit. Lord, today we lift up all those who find themselves struggling with health concerns, or work, or relationships, or school. And Lord, we ask that you surround those who are struggling with your love and your care. And Lord, however we can extend your love through our hands or our feet or our voice, Lord, call on us, move us to do so, so others will know your love and your care for them. Lord, we give thanks for the blessings you have shared with us, the blessings we experience each and every day of our lives. And we're thankful for the blessing that you are our God, that your Son came to be with us and show us the way to you, so we may know life everlasting and the hope that comes through your Son's resurrection. Help us to live into this hope and to live into the life you have in store for us. We pray all these things in your Son's holy name, and may we pray as he taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, brothers and sisters, go back into your week, into your lives, knowing that our God is with us, that our God has a calling for us. And we are blessed when we lift out that calling. And we are blessed when we proclaim the hope and the love that comes from our God. May we experience this hope and this blessing in all that we do. Go in peace. Amen.